Hello, today the church celebrates the 24th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and our gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 15, verses 1 to 10. Tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus, but the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So to them he addressed this parable. What young man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? And when he does find it, he sets it on his shoulders with great joy. And upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, "Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost sheep." I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. Or what woman, having 10 coins and losing one, would not light a lamp and sweep the house, searching carefully until she finds it? And when she does find it, she calls together her friends and neighbors and says to them, "Rejoice with me, because I have found the coin that I lost." In just the same way, I tell you, there will be rejoicing among the angels of God over one sinner who repents. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. We've heard these parables of forgiveness so many times that we just might have missed Jesus' real point. But we could ask, is it even proper to call them parables of forgiveness? We hear it said, tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus. But the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So to them he addressed this parable. Those to whom Jesus addressed the parables were the complainers, the leaders, and the people who didn't want sinners to have a place in Jesus' life and ministry. The parable is not a word to sinners about God's mercy. It's a parable of challenge and judgment to anyone who lacks mercy. The images of a shepherd seeking his one lost sheep, the woman searching for her one lost coin, are meant to challenge these religious leaders out of their self-righteousness, their reluctance to accept God, whose mercy and hospitality extends to all peoples of all times. God has always been God of mercy, God of patience, God who seeks out the lost. How then, Jesus asks, do you dare to create a God of your rules, your narrowness, your elitism, and ignore the true God? So today really is a Sunday of self-reflection. If we have been or are now in sin, God's mercy is searching for our deepest souls with love beyond all imagining, ready to receive and welcome us no less than Jesus welcomed sinners in his time. If we are leading lights of the church, the parish, and the diocese, the examination must be about our hospitality or lack thereof to those who we see as outside our system. No matter how wise, authentic, and accurate our teaching, our moral laws, and our church norms are, we must be people of mercy and welcome as we answer the call to lead others to the life and the light of Christ.